This is JIS News. Coming up, police being sensitized about smoking ban regulations, entrepreneurs participate in Jampro workshop, and Kintyre residents to get a new bridge in 10 days. The details after this message.
JIS is 50 years old. Join us as we relive history with radio programs from our archives. JIS 50, an agency on a mission.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health is working alongside the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, as it moves to ensure full compliance with the new regulations prohibiting smoking in public places. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says a team from the ministry has met with the JCF's high command on the matter. He says the Heart Foundation and the Tobacco Coalition will also host sensitization sessions with the police, as the aim is to facilitate smooth implementation of the regulations.
It is a police duty to enforce and to do what needs to be done. But we want definitely to have some order. It is really about an understanding of it. So we want to get it right.
Minister Ferguson was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Tuesday. Police Commissioner Owen Ellington says the police will be doing all it can to promote public conformity with the policy so that there is no need for arrests. He says the JCF will also be consulting with the Solicitor General on interpreting the new regulations. The ban on smoking in public places came into effect Monday, July 15. Over 70 small and medium-sized entrepreneurs on Tuesday benefited from a workshop on good practices in international trade. The workshop, hosted by Jamaica Promotions Corporation JAMPRO in collaboration with MasterCard and Global Export Network RGX, sought to examine the findings of a study conducted on 200 small and medium-sized local companies in five Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. Addressing the session, RGX consultant Dr. Ramon Scott said in order to further expand international trade, Caribbean countries need to create more trade and business linkages with their Latin American counterparts such as Peru, Mexico, and Colombia, among others. He notes that while a number of countries were trading with the United States and Europe, more trading could be done amongst Latin American and Caribbean countries. Dr. Scott is appealing to entrepreneurs to look to exporting in order to maximize their marketability. Meanwhile, JAMPRO's Export Development Manager Marlene Porter says the seminar was timely as it served to boost knowledge in international trade and support the export community's preparation for the Logistics Hub initiative. Within the next 10 days, residents of Kintyre and surrounding communities in rural St. Andrew will be able to travel safely to their homes by way of a new bridge. The structure serves as a permanent replacement for a fording which was severely damaged during heavy rains late last year. State Minister of the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing Richard Azan, who toured the bridge on Monday, expressed satisfaction at the pace and progress of the works.
The major thing is to get the bridge up, that in case we have rain, and you know that we are in the hurricane season, that is the whole thing that we are rushing for, that at least motorists and pedestrians can use it in the meanwhile. But we are asking that for the time being, that the adult don't allow the children on the bridge for the time being because it is not completed.
Mr. Azan says the contractor is working within the $100 million budget to complete the approximately 200-foot two-lane bridge and associated works. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging more local companies to utilize the research and investigative expertise of local academics rather than engaging overseas consultants. Speaking recently at the 12th annual conference of the Association of Caribbean Higher Education Administrators, Mr. Thwaites said too often local companies transfer wealth out of the country by engaging overseas experts to weigh in on local matters instead of drawing on the expertise of local academics.
I am anxious that the available resources that we have for research and development should be articulated towards national needs and should be carried out wherever possible by national brains. We are not less adept and able than those who come from other systems.
The education minister adds that investment in local academics will produce the added benefits of creating job opportunities and spurring development in the tertiary education sector. That was the JIS News. I'm Camille Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.